Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about best practices for teaching reading to students with developmental disabilities. And this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, in which a professor of special education at State University of New York at Oswego talks about a reading lesson structure that can really work well for students with developmental disabilities, and in particular because it helps give these students continual access to text, a lot of support, and even if they're still emerging as their ability to be readers, this is a highly supportive, highly individualized style of teaching a reading lesson, which is going to give students the support that they need. And so the structure, she calls it structured shared reading, which is sort of a shared reading lesson that many teachers know about, but more structured. So the name is really does tell what it is. And I'm going to go through the lesson components here. And so first, she starts with rereading familiar books for 3 to 5 minutes. And what this means is it gives the teacher an opportunity to quickly review some good reading habits, attending to print, thinking about using pictures, thinking about whisper reading if you're not sure what a word is, strategies like that. It also gives students an ability to really focus not on reading anything new, but reading something they're already comfortable with. Gets them to really enjoy reading, focus on fluency, focus on being a reader, sets them up for success by giving them something that they're really comfortable with to start with. Then there's sort of a mini lesson on phonemic awareness, phonics, or word work for about 5 to 7 minutes. And this is really aligned with whatever goals you're working on with your students at the time. So if you're working on certain sound spelling patterns, if you're working on thinking about breaking up words into different syllables, whatever it is that is the reading sort of word skill that you're working on with your students, this is the time to really practice that in sort of a mini lesson format. Then there's shared reading of a new text, and this is for 15 minutes. And what this means is very, very teacher supported. So the first time through, the class will read it as a whole, the teacher really leading, probably some echo reading going on, stopping fairly frequently to check for comprehension and have quick discussions about what's going on, and then rereading the book with a little bit less teacher support, not stopping as much this time, if at all, really focusing more on fluency, giving students more of a chance to really engage with the text themselves. And before this part starts, the teacher really needs to be sure to do a really interactive, in the sort of informative introduction to the text. So this is where the teacher will, before you start this shared reading, you're going to see the teacher previewing the book, going over key vocabulary terms, providing any background knowledge that's needed to really set the students up for success. So all of this is highly interactive, lots of teacher support. And then afterwards is a shared writing connection, and so this is where students are going to co-construct, so either with their peers or as a class, a short writing response to the piece they just wrote, summarizing whatever sort of text you want them to write, and then they'll reread that text with support again. And so what the key features here to make sure that structured shared reading is really very, very effective for students with developmental disabilities is, one, having routines. Students need to be using familiar materials, familiar graphic organizers, familiar cues, just make it very routine so that students and teacher can really quickly dive into the actual reading and that they're very certain of the structure and they're comfortable with the structure of what they're doing. Next, and perhaps most important, there needs to be explicit and deliberate teacher talk. As you can see, throughout this sort of structured shared reading lesson, there's a lot of time where the teacher is leading. But teacher also needs to be modeling. What does it look like to have good reading habits? What does it look like to really think about comprehending a text? What does it look like to respond to the text? And then in addition to just modeling, the teacher needs to be very deliberate about prompting the students, inviting them to respond, giving them the beginning of sentences, giving them questions that they can set them up for success. So really being very deliberate about what language you as the teacher are going to be using is key to making sure that this lesson structure works out. It's something you might want to think about even planning into the lesson as you're preparing for it. And lastly, the author makes sure to note that structured shared reading is just one component of a comprehensive literacy program. Obviously, students with developmental disabilities, just as with any students, are also going to need plenty of other sorts of literacy instruction. They're going to need to hear read-alouds. They're going to need to be working on pieces of writing and response. They're going to need to work on spelling. Things like this, they're certainly going to need to encompass a lot of other aspects of literacy, but Structured shared reading is an adapted and sort of modified version of a core lesson that you can use that's going to be highly supportive of students with developmental disabilities by being very individualized, being very structured, heavily teacher-led, but at the same time giving students access to continuous text in a way that they're going to be able to really reckon with it. So thanks for watching and happy teaching.